about the reaction of the Sudanese people and also internationals. Very welcomers. Those people very desperate. They lost hopes. They fallen down by this very sudden conflict. And they lost everything. They lost loved ones. They lost properties. They lost their access to the services. They even lost a right of movement to escape the capital. They do absolutely welcome this ceasefire. But I have to say this also. They are very concerned that the two parties, they may not committed to this an agreement. They do have an agreement for 72 hours before we had that and never implemented, and we had this as well. So yes, the Sudanese people welcoming this ceasefire, absolutely welcome it, and I can see there's some hopes on their faces, but I'm not sure if they are the military or the two parties, they're going to implement this or not.
Do you have confidence that the army and the paramilitary group RSF will respect the terms of the ceasefire?
I'm not sure about whether or not the military and RSF could implement the ceasefire agreement. I am not sure about that, but what I am sure about it is that the Sudanese people desperate for a ceasefire that can allow them to move and to protect their properties and to get access to the services. That's not only for the vulnerable people like children and elderly. All the people are very desperate to get arrest, to get a ceasefire that can really, really have a peace in their mind and have a one night sleep. That's what I'm sure about it. But honestly speaking, what I've been observing, the RSF, the Sudanese army, are determined to continue the fight until they can achieve their goals to get back to the power again.
How would you describe the current situation on the ground in Khartoum? Would you say that the fighting has stopped? Are people allowed to move around?
The current situation, as I am speaking, there are fighting in many, many areas in the capitals. Since this morning, obviously, the military airplane drop bomb pumping areas and strikes from many, many civilians areas. It isn't an easy. People taking a high risk to move because there has no choice only to move. People seeking for very important and emergency health care, and people looking for food, people looking for medicine, people looking for their lovely friends being missing for a long time. So people are moving, not because there are a right of movement, but because people has no choice.